Jeff Blankman joined here today by Tate Barrett of the Kemper Knights. He is our Brinks Cabinets and Designs Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month of November. And Tate, appreciate you joining us here today, and congratulations on quite an honor.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Absolutely. Tate, been following you through your high school career, followed you especially in football, where you're an outstanding linebacker, named our Defensive Player of the Year for KCM Sports Rewind earlier in November. Also an outstanding wrestler as well. Let's start with those two sports. What is it with those two sports? Let's start with football. When did you start to kind of grow and love the sport of football?
You know, I always had a love for football ever since I was young, but I think it really kicked in freshman year when I started to peak and started to figure out there's a lot more to the game than you think.
Do you enjoy that part of it, the kind of, you know, the behind the scenes, the film of study and the learning of strategy and all that kind of stuff? Is that kind of the fun part for you, or is it the part where you get to go out on the field and tackle somebody and hit somebody because you're so good at doing that?
No, yeah, definitely being out there on the field is the best part. Just running around with your head cut off and just making plays, that's the best feeling.
You have such innate ability to read a play the way it looks, and you get into the backfield and make tackles in the backfield, whether it be a sack on the quarterback or getting the running back down for a loss, you know, or tackle for loss. Where does that come from for you? Is that film study? Is that just natural? Or where do you think that comes from?
I think it's got to do a lot with our coaching and how we practice. We have a really good scout team that gives us a good look throughout the week, and we can always build off of our mistakes, and just when it comes to game time, we're ready to go and can make the plays.
Tate, what's that feeling like to get through that offensive line and not get blocked and be able to get that big sack or come up with that big tackle? What's kind of the fun part of that feeling?
Oh, it's great. It's one of the best feelings in the world, but it wouldn't be possible without our D-line. You know, they do a great job at making sure I have a good look and clear and make the tackle.
Tate, you mentioned here a moment ago that you've always loved football. Where did that come from? Did you watch a lot of football with your dad, the family? Did you go to games when you were a kid? Did you play travel ball or anything for football, or just sit down and started watching football games and said, this is fun to watch?
Yeah, we're big Iowa State fans, so we're always watching the game, and I think it just something sparked in my head, and I've always had a little love for the sport. But growing up on Cardinal ball, that was fun, just being out there with your friends, and you know, it didn't really mean winning or losing back then, but it was just fun to be out there. And yeah.
You mentioned you're an Iowa State fan, man. Matt Campbell's got that program rolling right now. We're talking, on the week, they're playing in a couple of days for against Arizona State in the Big 12 championship game. What's it like right now to be an Iowa State fan in the season that the Cyclones have had?
It's fun to watch. I mean, we've always been a decent program, but I think something's clicking this year, and we're looking good.
What was their best game this year? Which game did you feel like they played the best?
The best? I feel like they're all close games. I feel like, I don't know if there's really an outstanding game, but I think the Iowa game was pretty cool just because it's Iowa State, big rival game. But other than that,
so many good ones.
Iowa.
Probably Iowa. There's been so many good ones this year. Favorite player? Is there a guy you try to emulate on the team or really enjoy watching?
I really like Jaden Noel. He's just really fun to watch. He's always speed. He's got a lot of speed, and just love the way he plays.
Did you get to some games this year over there, or with your football schedule, did that not work out?
I did not go to any this year, but I watched them all on TV.
in your history of going to games, is there one game you look back at and go, man, that one was a blast?
I mean, they're all fun. Just a great time to be with your friends out there on the hill, watching these guys go out there and battle.
So speaking of college, if you decide you're not going on to play anything at the next level, and that'll be a conversation for a different time. I know you're still thinking about things. Is Iowa State one of those places you may just go to be a kid and kind of go because of your love of Iowa State? Or when it comes to school-wise, will your major kind of have an impact on where you want to go?
Yeah, Iowa State, I've been looking into it. It's a good option, but I think I would just go to, if I didn't go play a sport, I'd probably just go to DMAC and do a trade.
What are you looking to go into here real quick?
Probably like electrician or plumbing or something.
Do you do a lot of that kind of on the side right now, or what is it about those two, you know, career choices that kind of stand out for you a little bit?
I mean, it'll pay the bills. I mean, just get me by for a little while.
Yeah, and there's definitely a need for people in both of those, so that would be a great major. Have you had a chance to go do and kind of work with any electricians or plumbers, or where do you hope to get some experience with that?
Well, we remodeled the house not too long ago, and just working on that. I thought it was pretty cool, just seeing how they were built and doing all the plumbing and stuff.
Let's talk a little bit of school for you here, and then we'll get back to football and wrestling here in just a moment. But, you know, for you, what do you like about school? What are some of your favorite subjects?
You know, I'm not a big school guy, but I like U.S. history. I like learning about our past, about our future, seeing where we're at with politics and all that.
What is there any favorite part of U.S. history that you, like if you have to write a report or something like that, that you'd probably do that on?
I would say probably the JFK assassination. We've been learning about that, and just, it's really fascinating what all happened and how it happened. And
who's your U.S. history teacher?
Mr. Pearson.
Okay. Does he make that class pretty exciting?
Yeah. I mean, we go in there and we have a good conversation about, you know, the new events that are happening in the White House, the new presidential election. All that good stuff.
So you feel like you're pretty up on things. Let's bounce back. You mentioned Cardinal, you know, the Cardinal wrestling stuff earlier when you were a kid. How fun is that to get involved in that? As you mentioned, it wasn't about winning and losing. So who were some of the kids you played with and some of the lifelong bonds maybe that you built by doing that?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't ever the best team, but we definitely went out there and gave it our all, and you know, we had lots of friends. One of my best friends, Kent Sanders, he was on that team, and I think we've been closer ever since.
Is that where the bond began between you two, was during that youth football?
We were kind of two different people back then, but I think we kind of developed into knowing a lot about each other, and we know how to make it work between us.
Well, you guys are amazing linebackers together, that is for sure. Speaking of Kent, you know, he was a tremendous wrestler when he was out as well. You've been a tremendous wrestler in your career. When did wrestling start for you?
That was also when I was young, you know. I didn't love it. I quit, played a little bit of basketball. Then I went back to wrestling. And it just stuck with me ever since. Middle school, I kind of started to figure stuff out, started to figure out that I got to have a better mindset going into the matches, just being ready, getting prepared.
What kind of drove you early in your wrestling career to do wrestling? And then why did you flip over to basketball for a little while?
I did wrestling to help out with football, and my dad was a wrestler, and he pushed it on me to do it. And I mean, I love it. It's the only sport that's really one-on-one. You got to go out there and beat the other guy.
And then when you tried basketball, what did you enjoy basketball for the time you were in it?
Yeah, I mean, I loved basketball, but I wasn't the best at it. Just really, really wasn't my sport.
And then when you kicked back into wrestling, you mentioned that you kind of started to think through it a little bit. What changed, and how did that change for you?
I think I just matured a little bit more, figured out what wrestling actually is, like how I learned a lot of moves, Vaughn pushing me every day, getting my stamina up and being ready to go out there and fight.
Are there other sports you enjoy as well when you're not wrestling, when you're not playing football, when you're just being Tate Barrett, the young guy? What other sports do you enjoy, maybe just watching or, playing with your friends, those type of things?
I like watching hockey just because the fights and stuff, but I don't really have a favorite team or anything. I like to play pickleball with my friends.
You pretty good at that?
We try.
Just learning it? How long have you been playing pickleball?
I think we started around freshman year. Just a couple of us go out there and hit the ball around.
Who's the pickleball crew? Who do you all go play with? Who comes along?
Kent, Jake Houseman, he usually comes if he's home. Kobe Pudence, he plays. That's like the main four that we used to play with.
Okay. Do you do video games too, or what does Tate Barrett do outside of athletics and stuff to kind of enjoy his time?
Yeah, I have a PlayStation that I play NCAA college football. That's fun. I like that a lot.
Do you always play with Iowa State, or who's the favorite team to play with if it's not the Cyclones?
I like playing with Ohio State just because they got a solid program. They got a good coach.
So Ohio.
Usually I play with Iowa State. Yeah.
Okay. So speaking of Ohio State, who's going to win the college football? What's your pick for the college football champion this year?
That's tough because there's been so many upsets and stuff. But if I had to pick a team right now, I would say Oregon. Oregon's looking good.
What is it about the Ducks that make you think that they could still win it all?
They just got so much speed on their defense, no one's going to outrun them. They'll always have the top covered. Great, great team.
Well, Tate, I tell you what, it's been fun catching up with you here today. Appreciate all the time you've given us here so far in your career. We wish you the best of luck in everything you do in the future. And congratulations on being our Brinks Cabinets and Design Spotlight Athlete of the Month for the month of November.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Tate Barrett again with the Kemper Knights.